Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 20th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Landbot, a Spanish startup, raised $2.2 million to invest toward a chatbot that doesn't use AI. Instead, Landbot is relying on a rich texting interface for people to navigate on websites. TechCrunch described it as a conversational choice interface that poses similarities to a choose-your-own-adventure interaction. Landbot launched the idea after its team became frustrated with their prior AI chatbots. Internal documents obtained by CNBC show how Amazon scrambled to fix website problems on Prime Day. The company was unable to handle the traffic surge and failed to secure enough servers to meet customer demand during the 36-hour sales event. The initial surge to Amazon.com had a domino effect on internal computer services, such as Prime Video Playback and its delivery dispatch system, among other Amazon digital properties. Apparently, Amazon can't even scale with their own Amazon Web Services. Google engineers have been working on a successor to Android for the last 2 years, according to Bloomberg. The project, called Fuchsia, is reportedly being designed to better accommodate voice interactions and frequent security updates and to look the same across a range of devices, from laptops to tiny internet-connected sensors. Google engineers working on Fuchsia have said they intend to embed the operating system in connected home devices within 3 years, though that's far from set in stone. Comcast will no longer seek to compete with Walt Disney for a swath of 21st Century Fox entertainment assets, choosing to focus instead on winning control of the British pay TV service Sky. Following a bidding war with Disney, Comcast concluded that the price for the Fox assets was too high. Another hurdle was the regulatory requirement to divest Fox regional sports networks as part of any deal. Disney can now go ahead with its offer of $71.3 billion for Fox properties, which include a 39% stake in Sky.